So in the few minutes that we have today, Baruch Hashem, it's Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, all the good things come together. I wanted to speak about something that I think is very negeah, very related to us. Tomorrow will be the last day of Chanukah. And then the question that is never clear enough, at least to me, I know every year I have that doubt, what do you do exactly with the oil, the leftover oil and the leftover wicks that... You don't have the oil. Okay, good for you. Wicks, yeah. Sometimes you have a little oil, little drops of oil. What do you do with that? So just to get into that sugya, it's not a very big sugya. That's why I thought it's fitting also for today and the time that we have. But just to get a little bit of a touch of what is being discussed in terms of that sugya, that's what we're going to be learning today. And we'll try to get to halacha lemaaseh. So what do we do based on what we're going to learn? So we'll start with the following. There's two rishonim, two shittas in the rishonim, regarding what is left over from the oil. What do you do with that? Some of it we learned already, but the tour brings both. Let's see it. The tour in Siman Taf Yesh Ayin Beis, top right side of the page, it's pointed out, the numbers are not there today. The tour brings the Hilkat Zritan Bashem and Kazeh Ashir. We spoke about Yav the Shir, how long the oil needs to last. Fim Nosan Bo Yoiser, Yochel Chaboiso, La'acha Shover Zazman. After that time, you can extinguish the fire. Fechen Yochel Ishtomesh La'oiro, La'acha Zazman Shover Ikarin Tzoso. So says the two, what's the main, what's we learned? The main time of Adlokas there is Chanukah is what? Half an hour. After that time, half an hour is over. You could go and extinguish the fire, and the pashtus means you could go and enjoy the oil, the wicks. There's no, it's there only for half an hour. That's the understanding of many of the achrenas and the rishonim already. That's this sheet of the rishonim. After half an hour, you could do with it whatever you want.
You get an hour from the candles.
After half an hour, yeah. That's what he said. The favors. You could use it. You could use the candles. You could use the candles. You could use everything else. And two Siman Tafish Ayin Zayin, which is interesting enough, is the halachas of achsenoyim chanukah. That's the halachas of a person who's a guest. We didn't go into that this year. But in there, in the end of Tafish Ayin Zayin, you have a safe doubt over here in the tour. It says, Hanoyser min Hashemen ve'abtilois b'leilu rishon. You have left over in the end of the first night. What do you do with it? Moisif olop u'madlik b'leil sheni. You use it for the second night. Noisar b'lel sheni, moisev u'madik b'shlishi. Comes the third night. V'chem b'chol ha'leilos. Noisar mimenu b'lel shmini. What happens in the night, last night, tonight? Oiso lo medura, v'sar for b'fnei atzmoi, sheri hukso l'mitzvah. You have to burn it. To burn the oil. And by the way, everything that we're speaking about oil over here refers to wicks as well. That's the chayyadim loins or hashulchan. I didn't bring it here on the page. But it's considered to be the same thing, the oil or the wicks. So what do you do after 8 days? You have to burn it. To take the oil, you have to take the wicks, you have to burn the whole thing. And then, what happens when you have taruvis? And this goes into taruvis, which we're not going to go in today. So, but the tour ends, he says, also, look at the last four lines. Also, what happens is I'm going to leave the oil for next year. And I'll use the next Chanukah. Can't do it. So you can't do it. So what do? You burn it. The Torah says you have to burn it. So what do you do with the leftover? You burn it. Oh, so we'll get to practice in a second. We want to get to that. But that was talking about Allah. What? You get to the Pesach. Some do that. I mean, we'll get to that. But Lamaisa, what happens is the tour in one end says that after half an hour you can use it. That's a Tafresh Ayin base. And Tafresh Ayin Zayin says the tour that whatever's left over, you have to burn. So many find this to be a contradiction. Why is that a contradiction? Because in one, what do you do after you're finished with it? Tafresh Ayin base says after half an hour you can use it. Tafresh Ayin Zayin, you can't. What?
Did you put the mic somewhere?
Yeah. So they found it to be a steer. The Ram and Shabbos.
He's still doing the mitzvah of candle lighting. I can do a longer than 30 minutes to get it. The mitzvah is
so the Chura, can I enjoy it for my own self?
No.
But that Torah says you could. Look back at the Tefillin base. You can use it and use it for yourself. You can read for it. So understanding is, now it's yours. You can do with it whatever you want.
If it's over after 30.
So after 30 minutes, it is over. Here's mash, whatever's left over, you have to burn. So what do you do with what's left over? This is really a question already of the Ran. The Ran in Shabbos, the test, you have it on the left side of your page, the top. The Ran brings this, and he holds it as a machlekes. It's two different shittas. Two different opinions. Look what he says. That's what the tour says, Tafashan base. Right, the kol shekenu, the time of the milsof, he should like tzayit oil mitzvoso. Dainu kol zman shidolekes, vorelekes, tzayit oil mitzvoso. It's only to the time of the mitzvah. Hakapsa muter, after you finish, you can use it. Do the atzi suk of enoya shemutor em lacha hachag, after hachag, you can use it, which is something we'll get back to soon, hopefully. Ava mikta zmina goyim omru, some goyim hold, tim kopsa nisha hashem, banei ber mishoyim, moisif ala, madik ber mishayim. You know, the quote the Torah says, you don't have, I already do with the oil after the first day, second day. Use it the second day. Chibisha yomim, finisha rabbi yomachon, eselu medur v'sofim yukayimoy. Sharim tzom b'tzosay. So the Ran says, machlekes. It's not the same shito. Fidi v'ayim, yesh achalak b'tzat tzuki, goes, it's a machlekes over here. One shito holds, you can use the leftover. And the other shito holds, you can't. That's a machlekes. That's the Ran learns. So the Ran learns, this is not the same opinion. If you hold it, you have to burn everything in the end. It means you hold that. You can't use it afterwards. You hold, you can use it afterwards. That's something else. That's the Ran. But the Torah obviously did not agree to that, because the Torah brought both. And he did not say it as a machlekes. So the question is, how does the Torah learn? So really, this is the discussion of the Bis Yosef. It's a very long Bis Yosef. In the end of Tavi Shain Zayin, it brings this question. He says, I understand the Torah seems to contradict himself. He brings over there, if you look at the, this is really the right side of the page at the bottom, it's like one page of the Torah. Just wanted to point out, like everybody speaks about this thing. There's a Torah, the Bishayisiv, the Arkimoyshe, the Bach, then you have the Taz, the Mogan Avram, the Shulchan Aruch, everybody speaks about it. Everybody's bothered with this question. And there, the Bishayisiv brings this question. And if you look, we'll start with the question, we'll skip a little bit to see how he says the Bishayisiv in the right side of that page of Torah, Simon Tafer and Zayin. In the fourth line he says, V'im toimar, v'ari kosta v'rabeinu b'simon tafer and shbez, t'zorit emot shemel kaze ashir. V'im nosan bo, yoise yocho lecha boiso le'acha shof az azman. You can extinguish this. Chen yocho ishtabish lo ayro. So he brings it, he says this question. He says, I don't understand, who is a stira? It's a contradiction of the Torah. See, then he quotes the Ran that says the Machlokes. And he ends it says, but the obviously Torah doesn't agree with it. If you go a few lines down, he says, towards the end of the narrow lines of the Torah, of the Bais Yosef, Rabbeinu Pashadu Seva She'inam Cholko Shari Kosav Lishteim Stam. He brought both sheetahs. So how do you answer that? So he says now the Bais Yosef brings two answers. Two different answers, how to put it together. One answer, he says, the name of the Ma'ari Abuhav. So he says like this, Umatsasi kosu b'shem Ari Abuhav, sheish lechalak b'neim, you can distinguish it to, shekishenosan Hashem maner v'lo yiktsau elu shiruz v'anad loko, yocho lechak yistav gibenu yim yirtze. If he had in mind, when he did it, that the only thing he wants to use the oil for, it's only for the mitzvah, meaning, he says, I'm putting here this amount of oil, but the only thing I want to use for the mitzvah of Chanukah, it's only the first half an hour. After the first half an hour, I have nothing in mind, do not want to put it for Chanukah. So then, you could use it afterwards. So that's the first answer to the Ma'ariv Abuhav. Ma'ariv Abuhav says that it really depends on your mindset. If you're in your mindset, you don't want to use the candles more than the time needed, so then, you can use it afterwards. But if that's not your mindset, you put the oil and your intention was to use that for Chanukah, so then what? Then it becomes muktzah for the whole thing. That's the answer of Ma'ariv Abuhav. The Bais Yosef says, in the second wide line, V'li nire, lechalek b'neim b'nyan acher. I also the else. Shema shekol yisitar yishbed ma'ya shenosa b'shemen yoyse mikashir, v'achar shedol kashir muta l'nois b'menu. T'lo yuksa l'mitzah k'day shir atzok b'vat. So the Tavar Yishbe is speaking about the candle that lit for half an hour. After half an hour, the question is, what do you do with the oil? Well, after half an hour, you can use it. But, Mashikotz v'simen zeh, ma'ya shereisim v'ashem v'natzorek l'shu adloko, צריך שהוא הדלקו וקצוב וצריך צריך לעשות לו מדור כבר שהוא הדלקו וקצוב וצריך also as ממנו חיקוס וגרס ועמיס. It's just a simple חילוק. It says here we're talking about that the candle went out in the middle of the half an hour and you have oil left. So the first day the candle went out, we learned you don't have to go, you don't have to relight it. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. You light the candles, candles go off, what do you do with the rest? Use it the next day. The next day, the next day. In the 8th day, he lit the candles and it went off within half an hour. What do you do with the rest? He said that after you lit the candles, so whatever is left is mutter to use it. Yes, it's mutter to use it. But that's only if it lit for half an hour. That's the B'Shezah learns. So B'Shezah says that it depends if you use it for half an hour or you did not use it for half an hour. The Ma'ari Abu Av says, the B'Shezah quotes, it depends what you had an intention for. So it's a big difference between the Ma'ari Abu Av and the B'Shezah. What happens, if you put a candle for 30 minutes, it lit for 30 minutes, it went off after 45 minutes, you still have a lot of oil left. Can you use it or not? So the Ma'ari Abu Av says no. Unless you had in mind that you want to use it, you can't use it. But according to the B'Shezah, he says you can use it after half an hour. Big machlokes. What happens after you use that time? The Bach over here, he said he brings both things, and we say we go to Chumrah for both. We hold both things. Meaning what? That you need to have in mind to have it for the, you have to have in mind, and it has to be the half an hour. It has to be your das, and it has to be half an hour. So, the only way you can use the oil after the time is if two things happen, says the Bach. A, it lit for half an hour. And B, that he had in mind, he doesn't want to use it more than that. That's how the Bach learns. Okay, so he's machmir in both. But the B'Shezah himself says you don't need that. B'Shezah says as long as it lit half an hour, even though you didn't have in mind to use it, you can then the oil and the wicks is still used afterwards. Now look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Tafei Shayin Zayin, middle of the page, Hanoisar b'yoyim hashmini min hashemen, and now he adds very crucial words. Hatzorich l'shir hadlaka. It was left over from the oil that you need in order to do hadlaka. Right? Meaning what? What are you trying to say? He's trying to say exactly the point we're talking about right now. He's going l'shitasa. That if it went off during the half an hour, then you can't use the oil. But if it lit for more than half an hour, you're good. That's what we had. Tzorich, that's what Mishukhar says. If it's left from a tzorich l'shir hadlaka, you need it for that hadlaka, and it went out before that, then I still medur v'serv ne'atz v'sheruk slo mitzvosay. And that's what he says. The Mugen Avraham over here points out, that's exactly what the Shulach says. The Shulach points this because he doesn't agree with Ma'ari Abu Av. You don't have to have your mindset. It's only enough to live for half an hour. Look at Mugen Avraham, tzorich shuhadlaka. Ubach, he brings the Bach. He says the Bach says you need to have in mind. So therefore, you should say a condition. I'm going to use it only for that time and not more. There's a very, very long Taz in Simon Tav Shain Beis that goes through this whole thing. And he concludes, like the Shulchan Aruch, that it only depends on the first half an hour, and not more than that. Right? So what we learn right now, what we have at this stage is, there's three explanations. How to explain, how to combine the two in Tav Shain Beis and the two in Tav Shain Zayin. The Ran says the Mechlekes. This is the Mishayin. Some hold the candles do not become Muktzeh. And some of all, they do become muktzeh. That's the Ran. Ma'ari Abu Av says it depends on your mindset. If you thought about it to use it, you can use it afterwards. If you didn't think about it, you cannot use it because of all muktzeh. Then, because of Mishnah himself, that's the Pasuk Shulchan Aruch, that's the Taz that Mugen Avraham agree, is that, it's not a problem at all to use it after it lit for half an hour. The whole discussion of burning it is within the first half an hour. So the Mugen Avraham, it's better to be machmir like Ma'ari Abu Av, to have your mindset as well, but if not, not. Right? That's what we're holding with this.
So right now, we don't have to burn this stuff. Oh. The oil. I mean, we're holding right now, right?
So I want to get there. Right. Before we get there, there's one more thing over here. There's a teres kenim. Teres kenim is one of the noisa kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. And he brings the question of Rabbi Yosef. And look what he says. He says the following. In the left side of the page, at the bottom. Mashik shev Rabbi Yosef, v'arei kosov Rabbeinu, v'imnosa ba yoisa yochol l'chab v'zachar sh'azal z'azman, v'echen yochol l'shtam v'shlach z'azman, stiro. So listen to this answer. And it's a little hard to understand what he's saying, but look at this. Niru loyma delay koshamidi. No question. Kivata yochol l'chab v'zachar v'shar neiris. Of course you could extinguish the candle and use it for other candles. V'chen mishtam v'shlach, you also can use it for yourself. So says the task of the following. He says it like this. When the Torah tells us, Tafishayin Beis, so that's, I think, when you meant it before, and Tafishayin Beis says that you can use the candle. You can use the candle for what? It doesn't mean you use the candle to, those days they used oil for soap, right? It's called sichon. Can you use the oil for sichon? It doesn't say that. So you can let it, that's the way you can, in other words, you can, it doesn't have any more the kedusha of Neir Chanukah. So you can enjoy the light that's going on, but you continue burning it. How do you get rid of the oil? By burning it. Don't use it, don't put it in your soup, or in your, in the latkes. Don't put the oil in the latkes, you can't do that. But you can put it, and you can use it too. So in other words, the Teres Kenim takes it, he says, all you need to do is you have to get rid of it in a mechubadik way. During that time that you're getting rid of it, you can use it. That's what Tafresh Ayin Zayin means. To burn it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy, you can't have anything to do with it. It just means, don't use it for yourself. It has a kedusha. So, get it out. How do you get it out? You burn it. That's it. Out. So what comes up with this Teres Kenim, what Teres Kenim is pointing out, and that's what many of the poets keep bringing, which we'll see inside in a second, is that what's this concept that the Torah Shulchan Aruch bring, that you have to burn the nerus? Let's bring it as a chakira. Do you have to burn it because we find you have to burn things that are yisira and no? Anything you're not allowed to enjoy, you have to burn. Arla, for example, if you're Eretz Yisrael and you have something that grew for 3 years, we have a Yisura Anah of Kilayim, right? Or anything, or some Tumah. You have to burn it. True, you have to get rid of it. So it is the idea here that you have to burn it. Bedafka, you have to burn it, because you have to get rid of it, and you have to make sure that there's no Yisura Anah. Or you don't have to burn it. But the point is, you're not allowed to use it for anything. So you have to make sure that you do it in a b'chubadik way. And when you do it in a b'chubadik way, you get rid of the left. You have to get rid of it in a nice way. The community for us is the following. Today, for us to burn something is not so easy. What do you burn something today? You go to your backyard and start burning things, right? You may cause a fire. If you do it in an unsafe place, you may get into trouble. We don't burn things so easily. Can I take the candles, the leftover oil and the wicks, and put it in a box, put it in a bag, throw it in the garbage? Could you do that or not? That's really a discussion of the Poiskim. If you look down in the middle of the page in the bottom, you have a few of the Poiskim discussing this thing. The first one is the Pini Nechanaka, is the Rabbi Hashim. That the question that Rav Cook, who wrote the Sefer, Rav Tzion Cook, asked Rabbi Hashim. One of them is, Moshe Hashem, Abtilo, say, Tzorek, Dabka, Sreve, does he need to burn it? Or she have Shagam the cover? Can I bury it? Right? Do you have to do it? Says Rabbi Hashim, Yochel, the cover, it's not kedusha. They have a kaddish thing. You just don't want anybody to use it. That's what it is. The Koyvitz Halachas of Shmuel Kabanetsky brings. He says, this is the bidavka burning. If you throw it into the sink, the wicks, right to the zarkon, plastic. If you cover them, you can throw it. Then, by the way, he speaks about, he adds one more thing. What about the cups they used? But you can throw it to the garbage, and you don't have any problem with that. So we'll get back to that in a second. Now, how do you define this whole thing? This is our Shlomo Zalman brings a little shlomo at the bottom, last one. Marta Hashem and Shemaneh, I know Bechal Yisur HaNoah. It doesn't have to be Yisur HaNoah, they have to burn it. The Chiyuv Srifah is like Mishnah, Yen Zeh Asur Chal Mikegdesh. We treat it in a Kedushatik way. So yeah, you can't use it, can't do anything with it, just get rid of it. So it comes out to be, it seems is that the Poskim are all agreeing to one thing, is that the main idea is, the reason the burning, is that those days, anybody learn Daf Yomi, you have the idea of the Ashpa. Right? Today's Daf Yomi brings a case, someone checked an animal, and he took the animal, threw it to the garbage of his house. Where says, no, he may be still using it. The garbage in the house wasn't something that you threw and it was over. Then came the garbage man, took it over. There's no garbage man. You threw the things you didn't need. Some things you went back to the garbage, took it out. So if you throw the oil into the garbage, you may come and use it. We want to make sure that nobody's going to use the oil. So you have to get rid of it in a way that way. From all we're learning, it has to be shloi with that resilient. So therefore, not dafka burning. They say burying, throwing it to the sink, or putting it in a mechubed equate, in a plastic, tying it like you put it into a Ziploc. And then you throw it, then you put it in the garbage, that's something lechur should be okay. Now, we add to that is another thing. Based on what we just learned, goes like this. According to the Ran, some Rishonim hold is not a problem at all. You don't have no Kedusha. We don't hold like the Ran, okay, we hold that goes together. But according to Mishasev, that's only if it's lit for the first half an hour. Usually our candles are lit for half an hour at least. Very rare that within half an hour it went off and you have oil left. After that happens. So usually anyway it happens after half an hour. So then you have also that to add to it. And then, even if you don't want to go look at Maria Buav, you have to have a mindset, we could say maybe we have a mindset on that, but at least you have, then you could say that if you put it in a mechubed equate with the garbage, you should be fine. The one thing, the only exception is, what we just mentioned regarding the cups. Shul says the cups is something that you use for the Hanukkah, so therefore you can use it afterwards. One thing, L'chur, comes according to this. What's the reason this thing is, we give that kedusha? Because you say it's muktzah mitzvah Chanukah. People have in mind this will be for Chanukah. The oil, the wicks is for Chanukah. And usually only for Chanukah, that's all you're doing for. So they gave that kedusha. Maybe one could say that today, when you buy these cups that are used, it's not a cup that you use for the rest of the year. Right? You do it only, you're buying it to use it for that day of Chanukah only. By the way, that will go. You buy the box, the ready things. But according to Maria Bois, it's very hard to say that you had a mindset that after the first half an hour, you're going to use it. You burn it for Chanukah only. It's not like the oil, like many people still do in Eretz Yisrael, that most people mock it. You take oil, a real Shemen Zayis, you buy the oil, it's oil that can be used for cooking as well, and you're using that oil for the candle. Talk about if you're taking that ready box, so all that is Muktzah Mitzvah. So there maybe will be especially according to the Maria Wav, not only the oil and the wicks, but also the actual cups maybe will be roy also to use them in a cover and throw them away. And they become a way. So the maskana comes out, all these things is kedai to put them in a mechubadik way, even if you're in the garbage, that should be fine, you're selling all the shikas. Let's say there.